Feel pretty good, man. I'm all right. Got some rest.
Talk about the. I've asked a couple of guys in here. You're going into a hostile environment. I mean, you're kind of used to that in the NFL, but this is their first home game. They've got the buzz surrounding RG3. How do you guys kind of like get over that first initial burst? Kind of keep your heads and be able to focus on the task at hand.
Well, coach just told us to just basically come out and try to start fast. Jump on them early. Try to take the breath out of that crowd and take some, get momentum and build early in the game so we can weather whatever storm, whatever energy they're going to burst out with.
It'd be nice to have Bernard back.
Yeah, it'd be real good. Get Bernard back, get that change of pace in our running game, and get some help for Benny because he's getting a lot of carries.
How nice was it to see last week 3 different receivers getting a touchdown in that game? I mean, obviously you didn't get one, but the fact that Andy is able to spread the ball around, obviously it helps AJ, but I think it helps everybody in the receiving
corps. Yeah, no, I think it's really good, man. We're really deep in our receiving core, and Andy trusts all of us. And like you said, it's going to help AJ get some guys from rolling his way and at the same time help our offense be more explosive.
Do you feel like there's really no need to name a number 2 receiver with so many guys to choose from?
I don't really get too caught up in that. I just go out there and try to make the best of my reps and my opportunities, and I'm sure all the other guys do the same.